Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's the Stones bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
Oh, sure, Jim. We are going to be going on our 24th year. We're in advocacy, education, research organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. We have 100,000 members nationwide. We provide great educational content, but you know what we do best is look out for small business in terms of policy. We're up here on the Hill, you know, in the regulatory agencies every day.
And fierce as a bulldog, folks. If you ever seen a bulldog grab a hold of something that they want and not turn loose. Fierce as a bulldog, this little organization is, and they got one goal in mind, one purpose in the world, and that's to help small businesses. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of Karen and her organization, and why I encourage you, please, do yourself a favor. Don't do it for me. Do yourself a favor. Go to sbecouncil.org and help them with their work. You can do that. Either just go see what they're doing, subscribe to their newsletter. Keep up with what's going on, and if you can, give them some money. They can always use it to help with the fight. Karen, thanks again for being here. Wrap it up for us. What are you seeing coming up in the rest of Congress for small business?
You know, we see a lot of small bills that are bipartisan in nature that pass with huge bipartisan majorities that we think will get through the Senate and go to the President's desk. And a lot of these things make corrections on, Dodd-Frank or, small regulatory things. You know, there'll be a range of those, a lot of those, but actually they'll add up and, sort of make a difference for small businesses on the margin. And what we hope is that a lot of these bills will actually build momentum for larger, sort of broader regulatory reform bills or even tax reform bills,
right?
Going into the next Congress and with a new administration. So,
speaking of tax reform, you and I haven't talked since Congress actually did their job, something they should have done years ago, and made the Section 179 provisions, the expense, direct expensing provisions, and the R&D credit and a few others, made them permanent now.
Yep. And
that was real reform, wasn't it?
And made them better, too, strengthened them, so particularly the R&D, so that more small businesses could actually use that credit
where
they were
prevented
to from before. But you're right. So we're going to make some gains there. But, Jim, there's a lot of bad, a lot of bad things from a regulatory perspective that we're fighting. And Congress will be doing, its part to try to overturn those.
Do you think the Republicans in Congress have done a good enough job standing up to an overbearing and an over-aggressive and some people say lawless president?
I give them, depends on, what year, but I would give them about a B right now because, they are doing oversight. They can focus on a lot of things.
What more could they have done?
Oh, gosh. I think from an oversight perspective, Jim, they could be doing a lot more bringing people in, they could be issuing a lot more subpoenas, Jim, when, members of the administration don't respond to their questions, which they're required to under law in terms of follow-up questions from hearings. So there's a lot there's a lot more subpoenas that can be issued that they can use the authority that they have a little bit more aggressively to rein in these agencies, and particularly when, the heads of these agencies pretty much flout them and say, no, we're not going to answer your questions or, we're not going to.
Why do you think they didn't take stronger steps? Because their electorate sent them there to do that.
You know what? I really don't know. Whether it's like, well, what do we focus on? Do we pick our battles more wisely? Do we focus on these bigger pieces of legislation? Do, I mean, do they feel like they would get beat up if they issue, mm-hmm. you know, a subpoena to the EPA administrator on something? And
so basically, President Obama won the staring contest, didn't he? He stared him down more cases than not, didn't he?
Well, you know, when you've got that bully pulpit and the media on your side, and you know, you could do a lot. But
elections matter, right?
They do matter. But you know, I think Ryan's off to a good start.
Yeah.
I don't think he's, you know, he's saying, look, we'll work with the administration where he can. I get his emails and read his stuff every day, and he's certainly mm-hmm. standing up for principles for small business.
Right.
And you know, so it's still early in the year. There's a
right.
lot to be done.
A lot to be done. Hey, Karen, I'm glad you're up there looking out for small business. SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. Karen, come back real soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank
good
you.
Good job today. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. One of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.